As Daniel Berryman casts his line off a boat in Catfish Lake in Eagle River, he tells me why this weekend is so important to him.
I had two friends that were part of this organization, and I'm like, man, look at all these awesome fishing and hunting events you do. I'm like, that's so cool. Well, they got me involved, and then when I got here, I realized it's not really about the hunting and the fishing. You know, it is. That's a benefit. It's nice to catch a big fish. But we really enjoy meeting the local community and then each other.
Each other refers to veterans, more specifically, a wounded warrior.
I was wounded in Afghanistan in May 2009. I retired Sergeant First Class, Army National Guard, and I did route clearance for the, I was an engineer the 17 years I was in. And so what we did was we looked for roadside bombs, and we would clear roadside bombs, and I was hit by an IED.
The weekend spent on the Eagle River chain gives veterans like Berryman a chance to share their experience with people who understand what it's like.
That's the mission, really, is connecting relationships with the heroes and with the local community.
Berryman got so much out of events like this one, he's now a lead guide for Wounded Warriors in Action. This is the sixth year Eagle River has hosted Wounded Warriors in Action for a weekend-long fishing trip. Scott Samuels gets the local sponsors and helps organize it each year.
And I got to tell you a personal thing. I thought the first year when the Warriors would come in, it might be kind of depressing because these are wounded vets. They're like, it was the opposite of that. There was so much fun. I'm like, God, these guys are great. And we just had a blast with
everyone. Oh, yeah. By the end of the event, we'll be teasing each other.
Everyone has had such a great time that Samuels has the same fishing guides return each year.
The bigger ones are coming up on the weed lines now.
Jay Holnagle is one of the guides and a veteran himself.
Everybody has one mission, is to come home, you know. But everybody takes the chance of coming home under a flag, you know. And it's real.
See what you're doing by
and it's a lot of stress. And the way you get through the stress is leaning on each other.
But if you take it back,
and that's what brings everybody back. So for me to come out and guide for these people, it's a brotherhood, and you miss it. So you get all the guys together again. You guys walk the same dirt, done the same things. So it's like coming back together again, and that's why I enjoy doing it.
On Friday morning, Jay was paired with Wounded Warrior Marsha Rogers. The organization flew her in from California for the weekend.
And it's just a camaraderie that you don't get on an everyday basis now that you're out.
She served in the Army from 2003 to 2006. This was Marsha's first time muskie fishing. She even got the opportunity to learn from one of the best, celebrity fisherman Joe Booker.
You see the importance of that wrist?
Yes.
Hello.
There we go.
Hello. The light is on.
Somebody's home.
Yep. You see the difference.
Yeah, it's amazing how you can actually feel the difference.
Yeah.
Booker spent time out on the water with all eight veterans.
The big thing is that this is the least we can do. You know, it's an honor. I'm humbly honored to be here just to spend the weekend with these folks.
That sentiment means the world to Marsha.
Kind of reminds me why I love my country so much. You know, these people are donating their time. They don't have to do that. Taking time out to teach me, like little old me. So it's pretty amazing.
Beautiful job. Beautiful job.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.